Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, who makes this show happen each week. So thank you, Jay. I'm learning that daylight savings time in Malta, in the Mediterranean, is earlier than the U.S., so hopefully next week we'll have no glitches, but I can't figure it out right this second, but it's not the same, which I'm curious. If you live in another country, write to me and tell me when your daylight savings changes, because I don't think we're all on the same clocks, which is, you know, interesting. Anyway, welcome from the Mediterranean for me, from California for Jay and the station, and from Massachusetts from our guest. And I love this guest. In fact, I was so excited for this guest to come on that I moved around the schedule to get her in here. It's Toni Bergen, and she is the author of the new book, Embody, Feel, Heal, and Transform Your Life Through Movement. But, Toni, welcome to the show, and then I'm going to do a deeper welcome.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
So you
Where are you right now?
Guest.
I have to know.
I live in Malta. I live in the Mediterranean. I moved.
Oh, my God. Now I remember the whole story. It's all just coming in. I got it.
Yes, yes. So you were one of my first guests on the show almost 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago. And I lived for a short time, really short, in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. I worked at Canyon Ranch for a very short time. And I have to say, I think I was like just at 30 years old. So, God, I'm turning 50 in 2 weeks, so it's been a really long time since I first saw you, but I was going through some of the hardest times of my life, and my friend said, you got to try this class with me. You have to go to Kripalu. You just need to dance. You need to just dance it off, and she took me to Journey Dance with Toni Bergen, and I left feeling the only description is I was so euphorically high that I didn't know a human could feel that way sober. Like, emotional, incredible. I think I was teary. I think we jumped in the car and decided to go get tattoos in New York after your class, but then we ran into a blizzard, so we couldn't go. Like, we were on beyond cloud nine. But I started coming to Toni's class, and you were absolutely without a doubt the best part of my short stay in Massachusetts. Without a doubt.
Oh, my God, you're so sweet. This is exciting. I love hearing that you were so euphoric that you wanted to go get tattoos.
Oh, my God, I was like, we should go get tattoos. We should go to New York. Like, I was just all over the place. But you had live drumming percussionists, and you danced, and you didn't just dance. This was such intention and purpose and passion, and there was this moment where you had everybody take all the things that are really being painful and weighing you down, and we put them in the middle of the floor, and then we set it on fire and danced in the fire, not for real, just pretending, you know, with the dance, and taking these scarves and running around, and people were crying, people were laughing, and you do this over and over. And for years I thought about, wouldn't it be cool if I took your dance training and brought it to wherever these places are, because it doesn't exist here. But I love you so much. I love you from afar, and I'm so grateful. And now that you have a book, we will move into that book in a minute, but I want you to tell the guests about Journey Dance and how you started it.
Oh, wow. I'm in such a great mood right now. You just made my day. Well, basically, you know, to be totally honest, I was just like, I was not in a good space in my life. And, I was like, I'm a New Yorker originally, and, you know, doing like what everyone does, you know, at that time. I'm 55, so just congratulations. Turning 50 was actually fabulous, so you're going to be great. I love it. I love it. I feel like I'm in a whole different place in my life in terms of my self-confidence and my who I am as a person. You know, it's fascinating growing up. But at that time, when I started dance, I was not a dancer professionally or anything like that. I was much more just going to college, going to grad school, you know, trying to, like, be a healthy person, and I was just not a healthy person internally in the emotional realm and in the mental realm. I just had a lot going on, a lot of negative, just a lot of negativity and a lot of, I'll call it shadow material that had not yet been surfaced or felt. And I hit the dance floor in this kind of accidental way. I remember I was trying to impress someone, so I brought them to Kripalu, which was at that time an active ashram, and I wanted this person to, like, totally fall in love with me. So I'm like, we're going to go to this place, and you're going to love it. And they went to meditation, and I went to the dance, and I had an epiphany and broke down and had a reconnection with my body, which basically realizing I had been in a disassociated, mildly disassociated state for most of my life, coping with the fact that I am an empathic being. I am clairsentient. I'm a feeler. I feel the world. I'm very emotional, and I had to shut that all down because of my family of origin and different things that I had to do. And when I had this big relief, I was like, oh, this is, I'm back. I've arrived. I'm here. I'm in the body. And it was just such a massive energy flow that I changed my life at that point, literally on a dime. Everything from that point has rolled into this, who I have become today. It's kind of interesting. I feel like I was almost like had this awakening, and I was like, now I'm a different person. But I still am the same person. I carry the same genetic material, the same, you know, life, and I've just shifted. So it was a healing journey for me. So I came to the dance floor, and then I started studying and working in every, I am into psychodrama and psychology and spirituality, and I just went on this, like, it was like I went on a diet of healing work, learning, expanding my mind, shifting out of old programming, conditioning, and just became free and wild and you know, just spontaneous. Of course, then it took a lot of work to create, you know, a life around this, but everything fell away and became my life's work. Isn't that just it's just like I didn't grow up like when 3 years old say, I want to be a dance teacher. None of that. I was like, dance people don't like me. I'm too this and I'm too that, and I wasn't the right body type for dance and all that. So this was a real healing for me, and more than that, it became a spiritual practice for me, you know? And then I started sharing it with other people in a big way, and then it just has become my life. So this book is like a kind of a culmination of that. It's really just like a little tip of the iceberg of what I do with people on the dance floor, but it's for somebody who can come in and say, oh, I want to start somewhere. I want to get into my body. I want to reclaim my sensuality, my power, my voice, my beingness, my joy. And I love that your new book is about joy. It's all about
it
joy
is.
To me, and finding that that place. In my book I talk about the baseline of joy. What if joy could be your baseline emotion? And from there you
go
into all
I
the
love
other
emotions.
That. Yeah, that's my big thing.
You know, it's interesting. Your publisher, I published with them the book before last. So
yeah.
It's nice to meet you there, too. That's such an interesting HCI, Health Communications, Inc. I think that's a great fit for you. My book, Healing Ourselves Whole, I published with them. And it's really neat that it's more than neat. It's kismet, really, that I met you 20 years ago, and our lives have woven in and around, even though I haven't seen you since I moved from Massachusetts, except for the week that you came to Atlanta to present Journey Dance. But but because of social media, I read your newsletters. You're one of the few newsletters I open. I usually delete right away. I don't mean that
Thank
way.
Thank you
I
so much.
There's so many newsletters that come that it just is too much to sit down and read. And I actually open yours, which is because you radiate. You radiate your passion and your energy, and you don't have to be in the room with you to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that I adore about you. And I do think it's interesting because I do think about you entirely more often than you would imagine that I do. And it's because of that bravery of Journey Dance that I do often think, what if I did something like that? What if I what if I stepped into something like that? Would I even, because I don't, I used to teach. I used to teach yoga, and I used to teach aerobics and kickboxing, and it's been a great many years now, and I don't know that I actually ever want to teach again, and here's why. I don't want to be on anybody's hook. I love to just come and be a guest. I don't want to do it all the time.
Right. I get
I find myself saying that over and over.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the hook. I don't want to be on anybody's hook but except for my family. If they're not my, if you're not my husband or my kids, I do not want to be on your hook. I will visit. I will guest teach. I will do all sorts of things, but don't ask me to come back consecutively because I just can't give it to you.
That's very interesting. I think that's sort of, I chose a different kind of path where I just committed to the practice, you know, week after week after week. And, of course, you know, I'd love to come over to Malta and see what your life is like.
Oh, mine's dreamy. It's absolutely dreamy. I feel like I stepped into a complete dream life that is sort of not real, but it is entirely real because I've been here for 4 years. And it's still happening.
Yeah, I love
it.
I love when people step into their authenticity and live their dream and live their life. I mean, that's all I want for everyone, really. I think the whole purpose of my work is for people to come into their body and then come into their dream, right? Come into their manifest destiny, whatever you want to call it, right? Whether we're going to super spiritual woo-woo, we can call it manifest destiny, or we can call it nuts and bolts, what do I really want, right? Like, who am I? What do I really want? What have I taken on that really isn't me? I love that you use the word hooks, because we're just so hooked into all the different programs that we're supposed to be this and we're supposed to do that, and this is how life's supposed to look. And everyone is just breaking those down right now. We're in a major breakdown of all of the old programming, and we're saying, what did I come here to do? My gift is this. This is what I, this is what I came here to be. And if we can make that into a career, wonderful. And if not, make it into a hobby. It's okay to do the thing you love and do the other things that you have to do. I always say, like, multiple streams, everybody, multiple ways of being, right? You can do all the things. Just give them the right amount of time and attention, right? Because I have many things I love to do that are not, you know, part of my career, right?
It's true. You know, here in Malta, they always talk about multiple streams of income. That's
right.
Their big thing. It's a real, because Malta used to be an incredibly poor country. And it's really only come into money in the last 10, 15 years. So you have a lot of people with a serious scarcity mentality. And so money is a very odd player over here. And so a lot of people are very serious about you must have multiple streams of income. But for me, that's really, it's a stressful way. I actually do have, I do have many different things because I can't just do one thing. Whereas my husband does one job, you know, but he is the one that makes the money. So I'm glad that he does the one job, but I'm off gallivanting because when I moved here, I didn't have a work visa. And so it was really like, do I want to just hang out and be done writing books? And in fact, I was under contract with HCI during my move. So I came here and continued writing, but then when that book went to print, it was like, okay, what do I want to do now? And I had to really, like, sort of come to myself and go, all right, do you want to just be done? Do you want to just take the kids to school and go to coffee with the moms and, you know, just be done? Or be out of massage practice and just, you know, finish? And then the other part of me was like, but what are the things that you're interested in that you don't have to hook into a job? And so I started writing for the tourism magazine. And I didn't just write for them. They asked me to be on camera. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I became an on-camera personality. And now I'm a regular on a wellness show every weekend. I've been on over 40 episodes since I've been here.
I love this. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I now I have the on-camera interviews. But what I've started to do is follow, because this is a GMO-free country, and I know you know the value of that. So this is a GMO-free country. I follow the farmers and fishermen of the island and learn about their practices of growing their food, of eating seasonally and locally and mindfully. That part's mine. And I turned it into a book. That's how The Taste of Joy came to be. But it's also 3 years of magazines every month, in print magazines and on video, and farmers that I have fallen so deeply in love with. I see a different way of life from people that have been the keepers of the land for as far back into their family as you can trace. And it's the same land. These people live in the same place that they were born, and now their grandparents and their grandkids are on the fields. It's one of the most spectacular, sacred, special events of my life is to meet these people. But I didn't see it coming, but I did create it completely.
I love how you're, I'm watching, I mean, I'm actually looking at how all the books that you've written and how your career has taken you into so many amazing directions, and you let yourself go. I think that's part of why I wrote my book, is because I want people to be able to say, like, really feel their life, not just, like, walk around numbed out and just do what they're supposed to do. Because when you feel, you get to expand. It's like something happens when you feel your feelings and your body, and you're, like, in this life really present. You get to say, oh, there's so much more. I'm expanded now, right? Instead of staying in some particular, I feel like those days are over, and everybody's on is in an expansion if they let it happen, right? It takes courage to heal and to say, I'm going to do something. Like what you're doing took so much courage to leave the life that you knew and create a new life. That's courage. And I think doing things like journey dance and getting on the dance floor and getting to know yourself in a different way. I take people into the altered state through music, right? So music is the medicine mixed with movement, mixed with guidance. And next thing you know, you're like, what do I really want? Because you're not in your normal day-to-day thinking about how am I going to do this, this, and that. You're saying you're in a different, like a different brain wave, if that makes sense.
For sure you are.
Going into
for
alternate
sure
days
you are.
Is really important. I don't mean that like you have to take, you know, drugs or anything. I mean altered states, whether you use plant medicines or whatever, altered states through movement and music is effective, altered states through breath work, all the things where you get to tap into that self that says, oh, you know what, this life, I need to change it, or this part of me, I need to change. Some of us need to just do a very basic personal inventory and say, okay, I love this part of myself, and I've abandoned this part of myself. Like, a lot of things I work with people on, you'd be surprised, are having them work with their, you know, the inner child work is very old school language, but it's very important still, and healing these parts of ourselves. And how I do it is by saying, hey, you are here right now in this moment at this age. You've made it. You've made it through that childhood. You're here now. How do we now look back and embrace this part and bring it into ourselves so we can go and take risks like you're doing and expand who we are and shift and be able to grow? Growth is the key.
It is. It's honestly, I've never been this brave in my life. The bravest I ever was before was when I moved to Massachusetts. That's the furthest I had ever been from my family. But my inner dialogue was so vicious at that time in my life. Just vicious. And so being so far away without, and Laura was the only friend I made while I was there. And by the time I found you, it was so close to I was leaving, because it was just the loneliest I've ever been by far. And
I want to speak to that.
But I always felt like, well, you're brave.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I mean, it didn't feel brave. It felt like torture. And here it feels like a bravery that I got to move here, though, with my husband, my children, and all four of my animals came with us. I didn't.
Wow.
So the hardest part was leaving my mom. But we had never even visited Malta. We moved here to make a new life for ourselves, and we all, you know, slid in the middle of COVID, and the United States was considered, this is really what they called it, a dirty country, and we were the first country redlined. Our family was the last people allowed in Malta from the United States before they closed the gates.
Yeah, you said something I just want to come back to. You said you were vicious. Your mind was like a vicious mind. This is something that I really want to help people with as much as I possibly can. I mean, this is the tough stuff, you know, is the mind. The body, the book is called Embody, and my work is about embodiment, because when we're in the body, really in the body in the moment, we can actually have a conversation with our mind. It's like, our mind is going to constantly be, you know, giving. Your mind is just this active, incredible, high-speed processor. Just brrr, everybody has it. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a really active mind. Occasionally, we can have slow periods where we feel like we can slow the mind down through meditation, through breath work, through dance, through yoga, through all the things, right? but to get to that point where you can make some kind of peace with your mind, or at least say, hey, those vicious thoughts, those abusive thoughts, that negative patterning can be altered. That's what everyone's doing. That's what the greatest meditation teachers, Joe Dispenza, you know, Lee Harris, all the energy workers, all the people, you know, Abraham Hicks, you know, Seth, everyone's trying to tell us, hey, you actually are this, you are this being, this incredible being, and you have to work with the mind. So what dance does, when you're out of your head, out of the thinking mind, you can actually reframe so many things. You can say, that's what you're talking about, throwing all of our junk into the fire. I'll get back to that in a second if you want to hear the rest of that story.
I do, getting into the fire. We're going to take a quick commercial break. So you guys don't hear Jay on the outside, but we do. So we know when we have to wrap up for commercial. So we'll be right back with Tony Bergen.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I am loving this conversation. It's actually one of my favorite things to talk about, actually, is the body and the mind and muscles, actually, is my expertise, is the way that our muscles store our emotion. And Tony has tapped into this, and we just use different words, but we are studying the same process, that your body holds information, and when you can get it into a particular space, your mind can finally open and free, and your body can speak to you, and your mind can speak to you, and you can start to hear the differences in the way stories have been sitting inside for a long time. But before we jump into Embody the book, where can people find you, Tony Bergen?
Oh, they can find me at journeydance.com, which is journey, like to take a journey, dance.com, and or tonybergen.com. And the book is available where all books are sold, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, everywhere. So I'm really excited about that, to get this work out into the world so people can really do some deeper work and live a life like you're living, you know, really just take the risk I think one of the things that we were just talking about, I realized we were talking about courage, and to come onto the dance floor, you know, might be scary for someone who thinks that they're supposed to be some kind of a dancer and move in a certain way. But this work is not about that. It's about movement for the energetics of movement. It's about moving energy. You use the body to move energy, and then as you're talking about to move beliefs and to move emotions. And that's what the work is for. It's about moving beliefs, moving emotions, and moving energy so that you can feel alive, you know, resilient, ready to live this life in a different way than we have been. And, you know, we were talking about joy and the mind. And the mind can really steal your joy. Like, if you have negative thoughts running, lots of comparison, lots of self-judgment, lots of, you know, not good enoughness, perfectionism, all that stuff can really steal your joy. So the thing about joy that we both share is that when I dance with people, I dance them into a state of joy, right, so that they can then go back and go down under into the grief, into the sadness, into all the things that need to be felt, the anger, the blah, 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 which is everybody has, and then come back to joy and know that resilience plus joy equals empowerment, right? Resilience without joy, if you can't find any joy in your life, it will feel like suffering, and that's a tragedy, because there is joy. Even just looking out the window and seeing the beautiful sky could bring you joy. Just to remember that joy is accessible to you. Whatever you're going through in your life, joy is accessible to you in some way. And then if you can find that, you begin to become more resilient and feel that empowered nature, which is so much more pleasant than feeling like we're suffering all the time or in victimhood, which is really hard.
You know what I love? I love that we are studying very similar things, and not just you and me, but people in our respective fields, and our information is coming up with the same answer. You just said a word. You said empowered, and in my book that was published with your same publisher, I created a somatic emotion chart, and I created it from 20 years of body work. But I have four that are dark, you know, hard emotions. I call them the heavy, four heavy emotions.
Yes, yes.
And action bridge, and then the four, the fabulous four. And the fabulous four is happy, joy, connected, and then finally you move into empowered. When everything mm-hmm. connects inside the body, and your mind has opened up, and the body has freed, and you have worked within yourself to listen to the story that your body has. And I'm going to say something that maybe you thought this way, but maybe you haven't, because this is from my years of doing body work and what my books are about. And that is that the muscles, the all of it, the blood carries memory, the muscles store things that have happened. When a person goes through any sort of traumatic event, their mind ejects from the body. So if they've
Absolutely.
Been in a car accident and you start working on them, they can't remember which way they were looking. They can't remember any of the details because their mind ejects. People, unfortunately, that were assaulted in some way, if there was violence against them, definitely don't have the memory. They might have been counting the ceiling tiles or whatever they had to do, but they leave their body. But the body does not have an eject button. So all of the information that goes into the body is straight factual. There's no story around it. The stories come later with the mind. So when the mind comes back in and it fills the blanks. But when you start to listen to the story that your body can tell, which only happens when you get into particular states of mind, if you will, but when the body can finally speak and you understand how to hear it or listen or watch, then the story changes because there's no outside influence to change. But the mind is, the Native Americans call it, the coyote medicine. It's a trickster. It loves to play tricks. Or the Buddhists, they call it the monkey mind. There's always a story. But the body
Absolutely.
Does not carry that kind of information. So when you can get into it, especially with things like embody, and you're moving, you're starting to listen, and the body is begging you to hear the story because the one that your mind has given you isn't entirely in fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are very much on the same page. I mean, the bulk of this work that I've been doing for probably almost 30 years now is about telling your story to the dance floor, I call it. That's my big signature piece. You know, tell your story to the dance floor. And it could be a mental story that you're using your body to tell, or it could just be the body story. Mostly it's just shape and emotion. And that's how we move it through the body, so we're not carrying, I know what you're saying, so we're not carrying that story in a stuck way through our lives,
mm-hmm.
right? I want that same medicine to help people. What you just said is so powerful. It's all right here in my medicine. We share that medicine. And it's like saying, you've been through this. Your mind has done what it's done to put up all the defenses so that you don't have to, you know, all the things that happen. But the body doesn't have to hold it anymore. We can exhale it. We can shake it. We can sweat it. We can move it through tissue. Exactly. And then we can move forward knowing that, yes, we've been through that, and that is your hero's journey. That is what makes you actually the awesome person that you are. It's like trying to turn, you know, that's how homeopathy works, right? You get a little poison and then your body fights it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you take what was given and what you went through and you transmute it over time. Sometimes it takes years and years to transmute it. Sometimes it takes minutes. Sometimes you're on the dance floor and like it's a sudden, oh my God, I love myself moment, and it just stays with you forever. Sometimes it's, oh, I have to work on that thought. I have to let go of this, you know, I hate myself thought that I've carried from somebody else's story my whole life, or it could be from experience, what you're talking about, a traumatic experience that
mm-hmm.
I've buried. It's just the potential for healing is just so fascinating. It's always there. It's always there. That's what I want to remind people, like, never to forget that the potential for healing is always there. And I want to say that now in the state of the world we're in, how do we just stay in that potential for healing is always there and don't fall down the rabbit hole of despair? That's really hard stuff, you know? So bringing
really
it back
hard
to the body,
stuff.
Dancing, moving, moves the energy.
So before we go to commercial break, and we're going to talk about it when we come back, but dance with me. If you need a little motivation and inspiration, you can join me in person, in the online community, or continue to practice at home. A journey dance guided by me, Tony, or her team takes place every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, or find a journey dance in your area on journeydance.com. We call it Transformation Tuesdays with Tony. We're going to take a quick commercial break and pick up exactly right there. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions, to help you heal on every level, to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you are feeling inspired by this talk with Tony Bergens. And I'm going to repeat what I said the minute we were about to go to commercial break. This is from her book. I am reading from her book, Sidebar, Dance With Me. If you need a little motivation and inspiration, you can join me in person in the online community or continue to practice at home. A journey dance guided by me, Tony, or my team takes place every Tuesday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, or find a journey dance in your area on journeydance.com. We call it Transformation Tuesdays with Tony, which now you make me really want to do. And I host a show every Tuesday at 6 p.m. my time, which is noon your time. Do you have it where we could replay it?
Right now we have a portal that if you buy the book and you scan the code or you get it on Audible, you can go into a portal of an amazing series of videos that will take you through the whole journey. I have an actual journey also online. The classes are pretty much one-off, so they're not recorded for public use. There's a lot of reasons for that, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Just because there's lots of people on there, and we do spotlight people, and they come into the room, so it's a different kind of vibe. The work is very sacred to all of us who do it, so it's not like just me dancing around in front of you. It's a group experience when you come on Tuesdays. You have to turn your camera on, but it's an experience. My recent journey, I was talking about how in certain shamanic medicine cultures, the shaman takes on the material and transmutes it in their own body and then releases it. And, you know, like the earth, you know, the earth composts itself. There's so many things that do that naturally. And I like to follow the natural elements. And we learn how to take, because we all experience pain. It's just part of life. And how to take that, move with it, feel it, transmute it, and hopefully turn it into strength. And one of my phrases is turn your angst into art, and that's why I love dance, because dance is like an ethereal art. It can't really be captured. It's you in the moment, feeling, expressing, moving the body. But yes, I would love to dance with anybody listening. We have other times, too, that you can come and join us in person at workshops and other countries and international venues and all kinds of fun things that we do, and teacher training and bring it to your communities. And there's so many ways you can dance in the Journey Dance community. I wanted to go back to one thing. Yeah, you go.
What? No, go ahead. For anybody who's listening, I have been to these classes. I've been to several of these classes in Massachusetts and also in Atlanta. And one of the things that I really, really appreciate is the major wide range of different body types that come to this class. So it's not one of those things where you walk in and you're like, oh my God, everybody looks like an Adonis and I feel really uncomfortable and I want to go home. It's not. You are so invited and there is zero kind of judgment. Like the energy in the space is so magnificent. Whether you're a male or a female or identify any way you want, you are so welcome and invited, and I love that, because you had some people coming in, you know, like workout gear, and some people coming in really big T-shirts, and it's so not about any of that stuff. So if you're listening to this and you're hearing this dance community, understand that wherever you are today, you can step right in.
I love that. You know, one of the things about Journey Dance is that we are the anti-perfectionist movement, we call ourselves, because it's not about looking good. One of my favorite dances, I say, okay, do you want to be weird or do you want to be perfect? Let's all pretend to be perfect. And perfect is so boring. When you say be perfect, everyone just like suddenly becomes frozen and they get on their tippy toes and they try to like do a pose or something. And when I say let's all be weird, they're like in their shape and they're bopping around, they're having so much fun and they're smiling and laughing and making funny faces and they look so cool. And that's what I realized. Like, so I say, you know, weird is so much more fun, and perfect is a total waste of our time trying to get to some state. You know, and I think a lot of us, especially as we age, different ages, we're always trying to be like, how do I do this? And because we live in a very perfectionistic world that's giving us these messages, it's okay to just be you and start to really enjoy yourself. Right? Time is our biggest commodity. It's our greatest commodity. I mean, not our biggest. It's our most precious commodity. And how I spend my time is my most precious thing. And I think about that I would much rather be dancing and enjoying myself and connecting with people. Even if I'm dancing my sorrow, my grief, my joy, my whatever, I want to do that more than I want to, you know, sit by myself isolated in the corner. I have to take that risk for love. I have to take that risk for joy. I have to take that risk for feeling.
It's, you know, in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking, like, these kinds of questions. If I just, because I love to dance, and I dance in the I try to set the tone for our family, so we wake up earlier than we need to. I always put on music. I dance while I'm cooking breakfast. I think it's really important to have a happy, healthy mindset sending my children off to school, because I love my mother very much, but she was always, like, in a frizzle tizzle every morning. And I felt like I would get to school and almost decompress from the freakouts of running around, and we're always, you know, late and whatever it is. And I think it's really important to start our day with some dance and some fun and, you know, whatever, and different music for the day. But if I were to do this, if I were to think about it more in terms of I want to feel my body or use this as real exercise, what's the minimum time that you would suggest that we commit ourselves to per session, I mean? So, like, would I put on a 5-minute radio, or would I put on 10, or do you say, like, it doesn't matter, just do it, just dance?
Yeah, well, first of all, it doesn't matter, just do it. I love that. What I love is, I'm a DJ, of course, as well as a dance movement teacher, so the music is so key. So what I love is what you've brought to the surface is that you can actually create mood through the music that you choose. So if you're like if you're not in a great mood and you want to shift your mood, you might not be able to go straight to like can't stop the feeling. You know, you might have to play something a little bit sad and let the emotions move through you and then jump to the joyful music. Right? It's like, it's really interesting because music, any music, is going to give you some vibrational feeling. You're going to want to move. So if you want to uplift your mood, you pick a song that uplifts your mood. You want to express emotions, you pick a song that helps you express emotions. You can sing, you can move with it, you can tell your story, the dance floor, and then go to joy next. It's like, how do you use the music to actually be part of your healing? To me, the music is the medicine. I love that you asked that. So I say, dance. Three songs. Just give yourself three songs, and then you'll feel so different after. Even 15 minutes. I mean, I'd say three songs, 9 minutes. You know, 9 minutes is just, oh, my goodness, if you could do that every day, it'd be so great. And even if you started with something that was, you know, just fun and light, and then you went into something more empowering and more intense, and you kind of played with your music. In the book, when you go into the portal, which is this online resource, there's going to be at least 17 playlists of all different qualities and different kinds of music to really wake up the body in different ways. Of moving, some are slow and beautiful, and some are fast and vibrant, you know?
I love that. And as a massage therapist, music is everything to me. And as a yoga instructor, I had gotten to the point where I stopped bringing in music ahead because the energy in the space always made me take it out and change. And so now I just, that's the same thing with the show, and then I'll take us to commercial. But I don't have any questions laid out. I don't open any PR sheets. Once I hear your voice, we go. That's how we do
it. I love it.
Okay, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back for our last segment with Tony Bergen.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information, Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high-visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's that time. It's Emily's Energy Corner, which means anything goes, which changes nothing because I'm keeping Tony on, and I'm not talking off the cuff any more than I was for the entire time. But, you know, just hearing your voice and looking at your picture brings it back to me. Where my I came in for the show, and I've been excited to talk to you all day. But I've also been, I took a half of a melatonin pill last night, which I never do, but my sleep has been really bizarre, so I had a huge meeting earlier, and it was like, okay, Emily, you have to be able to sleep. And I slept solid, but I woke up at 4 a.m. perfectly awake. And I have been dragging all day since, because it's almost 8 o'clock here at night, and so I did the big meeting and lots of things, and I was dragging, and I thought, I love Tony Bergens. Get yourself together. And then I hear your, because I literally dropped my kids off to rollerblading and had 5 minutes between getting back home and getting on the show. And
it
was like,
all right,
Emily, pull it into the middle. Feel your spine, feel your brain, pull it in, and now it's going to be Tony. And then you get on, and I hear that beautiful voice. It's a luscious voice, especially when you're leading. I know you can sing, too. I know this. And when you're leading these dance classes, it's just, it's luscious, like luscious Jackson. You know, like, it's, oh, I hadn't thought about that music in so long. But my whole body is like, I remember you. I can feel
Yay.
That you're just beating near you. And it's just, oh, I miss you. Let's come to Malta. You want to come to Malta and teach?
Oh, of course I would. Let's discuss it. You know, you're making me think about something, you know, talking about the voice and the music we were just talking about, and how, you know, when you study journey dance, if it's something that appeals to people, you start to learn that we are these composite, we have so many different aspects. Like, when I do the embodiment, I talk like this, and when I do the awakening, I talk like this, and when I do the funky, I talk like this, and when I do the alchemy, I talk like this, and when I do the evocative emotion, I talk, like, I get to be all these different parts of myself. And that's what the book is going to offer people, to jump in and be all the different parts of themselves that are all just part of us. We have so many facets. And then we do celebration. We're like, whoop, whoop, you know, like, and all those parts. And then the heart, and we go to the heart, and we soothe ourselves down, and we go to the prayer, and we come deeper in. It's like, we are so complex. We're not so simple. We're so complex, and we're so amazing. We're miraculous beings that we can have all this range, you know? So that made me think of that while
actually,
we're talking.
I would say your body is full of magic and wisdom, and never underestimate the power to heal and that miracles exist everywhere. And it's true.
I love that. We have so much in common. Now you're making me, I'm dancing now in my kitchen. I'm like,
I
started to move.
Yes. Me too, actually. I started to move my spine a little bit and just kind of getting that groovy. You know, there's something that I was thinking, when I studied yoga, I went to the Shivananda yoga training, and I did 300 hours, and I lived in an ashram, and at the time, I never sang in front of people, because I tried out for the play Annie when I was really young, and didn't realize we'd have to do it in front of people, and I didn't want this other kid to see me sing, and so I chickened out, and I never sang again, ever.
Wow.
And then I moved, and I went to the ashram at, like, I don't know, it's like 28, 29 years old, and they have you do music every day. You're chanting and you're singing, and each person has to lead the chanting. And the first time, I was really petrified. And by the end, I was leading these chants. I have a meditation CD out where I chant freely on this meditation CD, the Jai Ganesha chant, but also a free-flowing chant. I came into myself and found my voice, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity because I didn't know truly that it was missing all those years. I didn't know it was something that my body and my soul wanted back out. Because I always sang in the car like I'm in concert, but I hadn't sang in front of anyone in so long, and it was just such a great opening, unfurling in the throat area and in my heart and in my memory and my body. Everything came to life. But that happened not just from yoga training or from, you know, it's all of it. It's anything. I do believe that the arts, when you're writing or you're creating or you're dancing, you are fully in tune with the angels. They are working through you. Mm-hmm. You are the open conduit, clear, conscious channel for spirit, the right spirit, to work precisely through you. And that's what's happening here. And then embody brings you. It's through you, your body, your experience. You're coming into it. It's not something necessarily through you as much as you through you. But I don't know. You pick it up where I just left off and take it. Take me to church, please.
Yeah, I'm so with you. And I think, you know, music and the voice is so much part of our vibration. So, you know, I definitely was a very shy. It's so funny you mentioned Annie, because I actually literally have danced with a woman, one of the many Annies, was Annie, literally, on Broadway, without my dance class. I actually know her, and her name actually is, she has an Anne in her name. It's crazy. Oh, wow. Anyway, that's so funny. But, you know, that's not where I'm going with this. But basically, you know, finding your voice is so key. And it doesn't have to be like some beautiful, like, you know, we've made the world so confusing where only people who have these perfect voices are singers. Everyone is a singer, just like everyone is a dancer. We sort of put people on pedestals and we rate and we categorize everybody. And it's just, it sucks because singing is part of our life. It's part of our body. We should all be singing. We should all be dancing, right? But we separate it out and make it so complicated and make it like you're good and you're bad and you're this and you're that. And I just think it's sad. So I just, as someone who is so obsessed with music, I'm so obsessed. I listen to thousands of songs, you know, a week because I'm making playlists and I'm taking people on journeys. So music is so programmed into me, and from my father. He was obsessed with music. He is still obsessed with music. I learned so much just from my family about music. But really, I started writing. I started playing the guitar and the piano, and I sit down and I just emote through music because that's the best way to do it for me. I mean, I could do it on the dance floor, of course, but for my own personal stories, I go in and I write music. And I've actually produced, I have an old album and a new album. The new album was produced by these amazing vocal teachers, the Brothers Corin, who teach voice work internationally. And I worked with them, and I wrote some really intense songs about my childhood and about, you know, being somebody who, you know, how do you become resilient? And I write songs about, you know, journeys I've taken and just to help inspire people, like It's Never Too Late and Looking for Ground and all these songs that I've been doing. I think music, I hear you. I was so nervous to do it, and I just did it. I said, you know what? My voice is my own fingerprint. I'm never going to be Adele, but I'm going to be Tony, and that's who I'm going to be. And that's kind of the whole point of everything we're talking about, is to just claim who you are, be you to the fullest while you're here, because this is a wild ride, yeah?
It's true. And, you know, you said it. You said, I just did it. And I feel like that's sort of the embodiment of you. I just did it. I just did it. You started journey dance and you've done everything that you've done. I just did it. It's something to be really, I don't want to say proud of because you can be misconstrued, but something that honors your soul and your spirit so divinely and so consciously and beautifully. Tony Bergens, you guys, go get the book, Embody, Feel, Heal, and Transform Your Life Through Movement. And this book is everywhere books are sold around the world. And, Tony, let's definitely bring you back on this show. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. I want to say one funny thing. There's a flip book in the book. So if you get the book in the physical a form, don't forget to do the flip book about halfway through. There's a little flip book at the bottom because I wanted it to be fun for people because it's about movement. So I tell everybody,
so
don't forget the flip book.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's just enjoyable.
All right,
it's an enjoyable little
thank
moment.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. Tony, you're coming back.
Thank you so much.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.